Daud Sayed Gilani. One of the plotters of 26/11 attack was an American with a Pakistani origin. Daud was famously known as David Headley, lived with his parents in Philadelphia. His father, Sayed Gilani, was a well-known Pakistani diplomat, and his mother, Cheryl Gilani, worked as a secretary at the Pakistani embassy in Washington. Daud Gilani was raised in a political environment steeped in Pakistani nationalism and Islamic conservatism, both of which were amplified by Pakistan's tension with India. His friends and family used to call him the Prince, but the Prince also had a dark side. He was a heroin addict and a budding drug smuggler. He was in and out of trouble with the law, and due to which he got arrested in Pakistan, Germany, US. But soon after, he sold out his crime with the partners and eventually became an informant of the DEA. In early 2000, his life took a turn while working with DEA. He took several unauthorized tours to Pakistan, his father's homeland. While visiting Lahore, Gilani was introduced to Lashkar-e-Taiba, a terrorist organization, and was doctrined in LET ideology. He befriended LET's spiritual leader, Hafiz Saeed, and committed himself to the group's struggle against India, which was supported by ISI later. At the same time this was happening, Gilani resumed work as a DEA informant in New York City and participated in undercover operation. Gilani actively raised money and recruited new members for LET, a group that swore allegiance with Al-Qaeda. David, since 2002, started his introductory course with the LET, and within a span of time, Sayed became Headley's new handler, which ended up with his role in 26/11 attack. He was later sentenced to 35 years in prison by the US court, in which more than 160 people were killed. And now the killer of multiple innocent people is battling his own life in the ICU at Chicago. And he was being attacked by his prison inmates. The possible reason why he could be attacked were, number one, this could be an internal squabble resulting this near fatal attack. Or number two, this could be a hate crime done by the Islamophobic within the prison. Or number three, this could be a hit ordered by the LET to avenge the secret that he leaked out to the US authorities. Or number four, he could be dealing with drugs and drug lords from within the prison. The Indian government was seeking extradition of David Headley to stand trial for his involvement in 26/11 Mumbai attack. Looking at his current critical state, this extradition looks unlikely that he would recover. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.